I'd like to share my testimony with you guys over about the past year. The Lord's done a wonderful work in my life, and I haven't told many people about it, but where I am today is a result of what the Lord wanted to teach me about a year and a month ago. I had traveled down to Alabama to go to a military preparation camp type thing. I'd been planning to go into the Air Force Academy or whatever. I wanted to fly, and I'd figured out my future, and I decided what I wanted to do, and I was going for it. Well, anyway, I went down to Alabama, and I had been getting really sick about the last month before that, and I ended up coming down with type 1 diabetes during the camp, about the third day into the camp. And it's by God's grace that I didn't die, because I had gotten to the point where I was close to going into a coma from the high blood sugar and such. So the Lord preserved me from that, and has done a work in my life, which I'd like to share with you. I've had a lot of time to think about, you know, like, why did I get diabetes, and where did I get it from, and how did this happen? And I think you guys could probably affirm that I don't think God particularly gives us bad things, but He uses bad things to minister to us and bring us closer to Him. One verse that I think would be good is Romans 8:28, and it says, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him." And then I'd like to share another verse with you. Last night when I got up here to ask for healing from the Lord, that's a fairly big step for me. About a month ago, I prayed with my dad that the Lord would heal me. And I think when I've asked for that, I think of Paul, and he had a thorn in the flesh, and I want to read the verse about that, but the Lord doesn't always just heal us when we ask it. You know, there's a lot of times He wants to use an affliction or something to bring glory to Him and keep us from becoming conceited, which was my problem. I didn't think I really needed God. I said I was a Christian, and I think I was a Christian, but I hadn't gotten to the point of owning my faith. And the Lord has used this for me and now I own my faith. So I'd like to share in 2 Corinthians 12, verse 7. "To keep me from becoming conceited because of these surpassingly great revelations, there was given me a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me. Three times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me, but He said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast in all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong.'" I say praise God, and I don't know if the Lord's going to heal me or not, but me coming up here to ask for healing, I don't want something on my part to be between me and my healing. See, I believe the Lord can heal me, and I think of when Jesus, I couldn't find it when I was looking for it earlier, but I'm going to slaughter it, but He was talking to someone, and The man wanted to be healed, and the Lord said, "Do you believe that you can be healed, or do you have the faith that you can be healed?" And the person said, "Yes, I believe, Lord. Help me to overcome my unbelief." And I have to admit, I have a lot of unbelief, and it's supposed to be an incurable disease, but I know the Lord can heal me if He wants to. But on the other side, I'm glad I have this weakness, because it's helped me to realize who I am and that I'm not all that great by myself. So whether the Lord heals me, that would be an opportunity for me to praise Him for that work He did in my life. But I'm happy if He doesn't heal me, because He's doing another good work in that too. So